Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Her classroom was completely destroyed by a tornado 2 years ago. She's about to get back to class, and she's got no supplies, no decorations, no books, and she needs your help to clear her wish list.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Burt Show, clear my wish list.
Hi, Burt Show. My name's Alyssa Hale, and I'm a teacher at Noonan High School in Noonan, Georgia. 2 years ago, we were hit by a tornado, and it destroyed my classroom, and I've since had to pick up the pieces and move classrooms the last 3 years, but next year we should be getting a full new facility. For my wish list, I would like to get items to clean my classroom. I teach art, and with that, I teach a lot of pottery, ceramics, 3D stuff. Also teach drawing and visual arts one. So lots of different materials are needed for my classroom. On my wish list, you'll find cleaning supplies, pottery supplies, even an iPad so my students can learn to use some digital options as well.
Back in my day, when it came to art teachers, we just did like watercolors and stuff. But she's got some really cool things on her wish list, like liquid chalk. I don't know if anybody's used liquid chalk, but you can get liquid chalk for her class. And also lots of other cool things like ring lights. It might be taking some selfies in art. Definitely want to help her out for that.
Epoxy resin too, which is, if you're on TikTok, they make all these jewelries and like preserve flowers with them. It's so cool. Like, I would like to go back to school just to take her class based off the wish list alone.
Look, she's got nothing left. Like I said, that classroom was completely destroyed by a tornado 2 years ago. So if you can help out Alyssa Hale, we're not asking you to do it all by yourself. Just one or two items each. And then tomorrow morning we come in here, we call Alyssa and we say, hey, we cleared your wish list. Everything's up online at theburtshow.com or on any one of our social media platforms. We'll put a link up to it there also. All right, so on Friday, we did a texting tutor with her, and all she wanted to do is kind of date somebody on her family tree.
Yeah, so we were helping out Peyton, whose sister-in-law's ex-husband asked her out, and she came to us. She's like, can you help me out? I don't know how to broach this with my brother. So we had Peyton text him and just said, hey, how do you think Lisa would feel about me going out with her ex-husband? And obviously they were like, okay, Lisa's probably not going to feel too good about that. And so we pushed a little bit. We were like, are you sure? We had a really great connection, and her brother was like, yeah, absolutely not. This is just not going to work. So we decided, you know, we're going to let it sit for a second. We're going to give him some time to digest this information. Now we're going to find out if anything came from it.
Cassie got the email?
I had a more in-depth conversation with my brother after giving him some time to digest everything. I tried my best to put across my feelings about Eric in the clearest way possible, hoping that he would see things from my perspective. But unfortunately, he didn't budge. He's still not okay with the idea of me seeing Eric, his wife's ex. Following the talk with my brother, I decided it was only right to have a discussion with Lisa, my sister-in-law, since she's an integral part of this whole scenario. Lisa was even less receptive to the idea than my brother.
No surprise.
She was very uncomfortable, which wasn't exactly the reaction I was hoping for. I'd been trying to weigh my feelings for Eric against my family's obvious discomfort with the situation, and it's a difficult place to be in, caught between what your heart wants and the potential upset it could cause to the people you love. After a lot of thinking, I've decided to go for it. I'm going to see Eric.
I knew it.
All right. You're going to go right into the eye of the storm.
I think it's something I need to do for myself, even though it's not going to be easy given my family's feelings. Eric's out of town right now, but we've made plans to meet up when he's back later this week. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it all goes well. I'm aware it might create some tension in the family, yeah. but I'm hopeful that with time they'll understand.
Hopeful.
Promise to keep you all updated on how everything unfolds.
Okay, so let us be your tough love friends right here. You are making a choice. We texted your brother over on Friday and asked him if he was okay with it. And you said, if he's not, I'll just let it go. He said he's not cool with it. You didn't let it go. So you're making a choice here, and you know it's going to create friction. So when your brother's mad at you and your sister-in-law is mad at you and everything, don't say, oh my God, I can't believe they're being so mean. You knew right from the start that they were not going to accept this.
Yeah, this was like the worst possible way you could handle it. Which is, that's why I asked her, if they say no, are you sure you're going to back out? Because if you're not, there's no point in even asking. You should have just done it if you were going to do it anyway. But to ask them if they're okay with it, get two no's, two emphatic no's, and then do it anyway. Now they have every reason not to feel comfortable with what you're doing.
Well, it's almost worse because she asked for permission. And when she didn't get the permission, she's explicitly going against what they said. Whereas, like, if she had just gone for it and kind of kept it under wraps and not said anything, and they had found out, then she could have played like the stupid card, like, well, I didn't know you would have a problem with it. Now she's going against their wishes, and it's going to just create even more tension.
These married people are gatekeeping marriage. There's no reason to keep this man away unless he's done something really nefarious. So here's what I would advise, because you're in it now and you've made your choice. Date this guy secretly. You cannot tell anybody. No, seriously, like secretly, because then if it works out, you can go to your brother and your sister-in-law and be like, listen, I know you told me no, but I've been in love. It's been over a year. We're in love. Sorry, it's happening. And I can't fight you. But if you do it now, then you're just going to make people even madder, and you don't even know if this thing is actually going to last.
What happened to you in that Barbie movie? That's terrible advice.
Why is that terrible advice? She deserves happiness.
So now you're saying, like, hey, you came to us and asked us for permission. We said absolutely not. It's going to cause a lot of tension. So now your advice is go ahead and secretly date him for a year and make sure he's worth it and fall in love, and then tell them after the year, even though you said no, I secretly dated him anyway, and here he is. Accept him. They never will.
No, my real advice would be to not date this guy, but she has already made her decision. So if I'm your friend and you've made a decision where you're going to run into a burning building, I'm going to try and keep you from being burned. Okay?
She's on fire. She's already run through the burning building.
If it works out, that is one Thanksgiving I wish I was invited to.
Serious.
The Burt Show.